Blog Talk Radio.
Did it!
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Christian Experience. I am your host, JD, and Mr. J.S. Duncan, say what's up, man.
Yes, sir. What's happening, doctor? What's up, people? I'm in the building.
No doubt, no doubt. You already know what it is, man. Starting here at 2015, top of the year, first show, you know what I'm saying? So, Lord, we come to you right now, God, saying thank you for watching over us, blessing us, God, through another year. Thank you for allowing us to see 2015, God. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity, God, and the privilege to serve you in this way. And we just ask that you please be with us today, God. We thank you for being with us all day. We just pray, Father God, you touch us, touch our listeners, oh God. Help everything that's spoken to be in your will, Lord. And we just pray that we can enjoy ourselves, have a great show and an edifying show, God. We pray that every listener right now will be blessed in some capacity. We thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah. So how are you feeling, man?
I feel good, man. I feel good. It's a new year, you know, fresh new palette, man. I got some stuff under my belt already this year, yo. I'm good to go, yo.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's get it, man. I feel good.
Let's do it. I'm good, man. I feel good, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to VA. You know, he's down there. You know, Mr. J is going to do his thing on the turntables, you know, down there, y'all.
Don't not too long, that,
you know what I'm saying?
He's
doing his thing down there. We got
to
give God the glory for that one, man. You know, so I'm going to say this quick testimony real quick, man. You know, we had this gig we did, man. Shout out to those, you know, the ones who hired us to do the gig. I don't want to, you know, say their names over the air, but I definitely appreciate them and their family, y'all. We appreciate y'all for being so wonderful out there. But we were kind of nervous going into that. We didn't really know how to prepare. You heard up. and the thing is, though, you know, it's funny how God works because, you know, what we did actually was a bat mitzvah. And it was a great, great blessing because, you know, you never think, you know, that we would have got booked for that, actually. And God did that. And then we were like, man, okay, so what do we do for this? And he blessed us, man. You know what I'm saying? He handled it all. And my motto for 2015 is trust God for real,
for real.
Like, trust God. He showed us. Man, I don't even know. I can't even, the words, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even have the words to really explain it, man. If you ain't have never experienced it, man, I don't really know the words to help you grasp the concept of what I'm talking about right now. But if you have, then you know what I'm saying. So, you know, just a reminder, man, for 2015, trust God for real because he came through above and beyond, you know, out there, man. So, yeah. So that was what set off, you know, set us off on this momentum, which we're going to continue through this year. Thank y'all for listening, tuning in, everybody that's been on the check-in, rocking with us all this time. We appreciate y'all. And, yeah, man, so we're about to do this. All right, you good over there?
I'm good over here, man.
What's popping right now? What's going on? What's been going on at the top of the year, man?
Man, a lot's been going on, definitely. A lot's been going on. But I just, you know, and it's, you know, I know I usually don't, you know, report about entertainers or politics for the most part because we're a show for, you know, everyday people. And so I figured, you know, it's those, you know, that's the news that I aim for. It's news for everyday people, news about everyday people.
Okay.
So I'll be on my Arrested Development, you know what I'm saying, everyday people. So now when it's down, though, I was checking out this news story that actually happened, I think, a couple weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. Not even. Actually, last week. But,
okay.
But anyway, a gentleman whose name was Dan Griswood, and he's from upstate New York.
Okay.
And apparently he was imprisoned on a murder charge for his wife.
Oh, wow.
And turns out that he didn't do it. And
wow.
He was questioned for like 16 hours, according to the story. He was questioned for like 16 hours by troopers, and they kind of coerced him into giving a false confession.
Really?
And so he spent about, I want to say, 9 years. He was sentenced 25 to life, and he spent about nine of those years in prison, and until I guess his lawyer or whomever he had doing the work for him, was able to prove him innocent and was
okay.
Appealed. And so of course, you spend that amount of time in jail wrongfully, then you sue the state. And
right.
Sued the state, and a judge awarded him $5.5 million on May 2013.
Oh, wow.
But
oh, please don't.
Of course, they appealed it. Of course, the state appealed it, and they kept dragging it on. When you got money, you just keep dragging
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Right? So
exactly.
He won $5.5, and they kept dragging it on so he wouldn't get the money. So it took like 16 months for him to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
A year and a half almost.
Wow.
Right? And, but the state gave him, interest. So by the time he actually got his money, he was awarded $7.5 million, right?
Wow. Okay.
Right.
Nice.
But his wrongful lockup.
Nice.
Well,
okay.
4 months after that, he died.
Oh no!
He only had 4 months to spend the money.
You gotta be kidding me.
Crazy. I just thought that was just the craziest story to me.
Wow.
I just thought that was just so interesting. Like, this guy, he caught that, and he comes out a victor, and he dies 4 months after.
Oh, man, B. That's just sad, man. Oh, man. So did he at least have a beneficiary for the money, did they say? Or did the state get the money right back? Because nobody claims.
I know. I'm not sure if he filled out his will or had his paperwork in order. It doesn't say anything about any kids or anything. But he did have a brother who actually was the one who talked to the media about his death. Hopefully, if nobody else, hopefully it went to his brother. But, if you don't have paperwork in order, it doesn't matter. Like, it goes to the state. If you don't have your paperwork in order, I don't care if you have kids, a wife, a husband, or whatever. If you don't have your paperwork in order, that money does not get distributed like it's supposed to.
Ah, man. Well, unless you're married.
Important.
Unless you're married.
That's very important. That's very important to take care of. The state will snatch it up quick.
Wow, that's wow, man. Ooh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
But anyway, enough of that.
Wow.
I just wanted to fly that one story in there because I just thought it was crazy. I didn't want to hold up the show.
No doubt.
Because I'm quite interested to talk about today's show. And today's show, today's show is titled Side Chick. Can you be led on by the truth? Right?
Can you be led on by the truth? Okay.
Can you be led on by the truth? And today's show topic is brought to you by... was brought to you by a letter that I received via email from a friend of mine.
All right.
And the funny thing is that she sent it over to me, and I gave it a read,
mm-hmm.
and she fit the gentleman in the story with this grace.
Okay.
She fit the gentleman in the story, so she had a quote unquote side chick, which actually was a gentleman. So side man.
okay.
But we know side chicks. You know, in slang term, we know side chicks to be that young lady that's help me out. Yeah.
Like the mistress.
Thank you. Like a mistress. You know, where mm-hmm. you know the guy has someone, he's married. You know, or in a long term relationship or committed relationship. And
mm-hmm.
she knows that, and she sticks around, and, you know, and she, you know, she gets taken out on dates and so on and so forth.
Right.
Well, this story is about a different sort of side chick. This story is about that young lady that sticks around when she knows the man's intention is not to be with her long term.
Right. Okay.
And so she sticks by his side.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's
explain that one more time, just so people get what we're talking about here.
Okay, the side chick we're talking about today is the young lady that stands by a man's side, hoping for him to change his mind about his already voiced opinion on their long-term relationship, meaning, you know,
right.
he's already voiced that he doesn't see a long-term future with him.
Right.
But she hopes that he changes his mind, so she sticks by his side.
Right. So this man already expressed to you that he's not interested romantically, but yet you stay around because, you know, I guess deep down you're feeling like you're going to change. It's going to change at some point.
Right, exactly. Now,
right.
I'm going to read part of the letter, not all of the letter,
okay.
but before I read the
okay.
letter, I want to bring in our first lady of the new of the show for the new year. I feel
no
it's
doubt.
Only right. Brand new show, brand new year. We got to have
only
a first
right.
lady. So can we bring
only
her
right.
in, Ms. Donnie, here? Good Chanel, are you with us?
Good evening, family.
Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year.
No doubt. Welcome, welcome. Welcome home. Welcome home.
Thank you. Glad to see you guys left my slippers in my room where I left it. How's everybody?
No doubt.
That's what we do.
That's right. No doubt.
And Ms. Chanel is briefed on the letter that I'm going to skim over here. So I'm going to go through it real quick, just so the audience is clear about where we're going with this and where the letter stemmed from. But it was
okay.
called the New Side Chick, and just bear with me. It says, and it's speaking from the woman's point of view. But I'll pick it up here, and it says, I like to think of the new side chick as an appetizer. You're there just to satisfy the immediate appetite of the man. But as soon as that mouth-watering entree comes out to the table, you will get pushed to the side, literally. Why? Because the entree is what he really wanted. He went to the restaurant to order a steak, not hot wings. You were just a placeholder, a fling, a temporary commitment, or maybe even just a good old time, until what he really wanted was presented to him. I know I sound a bit harsh, but even I had to realize my then reality for what it was. Simply put, you are not and never will be his queen. The truth hurts, but it can only make you stronger. I would like to open up. About my experience with this one particular guy where I found myself playing the new side chick role. I will refer to him as Jake. From the moment Jake and I met, We immediately clicked. I could talk to him about anything, encouraging and respectful. I could talk to him about anything. We could laugh and joke on the phone for hours and help each other out. He was so supportive, encouraging, and respectful. We had such a beautiful and strong relationship. I was attracted to his mind, personality, and character. However, it was the magnetic chemistry and connection we had that made me fall for him. He became my best friend. I thought this was it. He could possibly be the one. We began talking every day, multiple times throughout the day. As time went on, our feelings for each other grew stronger. Our actions began to reflect a more than friendship, on more than friend, on the verge to a relationship type of thing. At this point, I fell for him. I had given my heart to a man who was not mine. Though I never gave Jake my body or money, time, and emotion, even after he expressed to me that he did not want a relationship. Before a woman gets too involved with a man, she should find out what his intentions are and listen carefully to his answer. When I asked Jake what his intentions were with me, he said, "I like you, and I see you as someone for the long term. However, I am young, and I know I still have a lot of playing left to do, so I'm not ready for a relationship." That reason eventually evolved to him saying he doesn't want a relationship because he's focused on school and his internship. He wanted to secure his future first. I thought those reasons were valid, and that's why I still stuck by his side. Plus, his actions towards me didn't change, so I figured he really wanted to be with me. It was just bad timing. I thought that one day, once he got the play out of his system and completed his internship, he would be ready. So I continued to allow myself to get more attached emotionally and mentally. And I'll stop right there.
Okay.
So what do you think about Jay?
Well, oh, okay. I'll let you know. Ladies first. I'll let you know.
all I can say is, wow. You know, I feel for that sister, and I'm sure many of the other sisters listening may have found themselves in a similar position where they feel like, you know, this may be it, but the gentleman doesn't feel the same way. I think it's important that we as women record our thoughts and our feelings just so that we can keep abreast on how we feel about things. And had this, the young lady who wrote this letter, had she done that, stepped back for a moment and took some time to reread her thoughts, then she would see the answers are all there for herself, you know. A young man is going to say, you know, you're the one, but I still have a lot of fighting to do. I firmly believe that when a man finds the one, then he's done with the playing, you know. And if he still wants to play, then maybe he doesn't think he's found the one.
So
I think that a lot of times we set ourselves up for heartache and disappointment trying to get a person to be what we would have them to be. What you have to do is listen to what the person is saying to you. You know, no matter what their actions are for the moment. I think this young man was very clear in his feeling and saying that this is not what I want for my life right now, and I was to the utmost, because he has that right to say that. He has that right to say, this is not what I want right now. You know, I see you, quote unquote, I see you in the long run. Okay, see you in the long run at what capacity? You know, at a certain point in time, we have to be very definite about our words and our intentions. So you see me as your friend long term? What is it that you see me as long term?
And when someone says something, you have to believe them. We have to stop thinking we're going to change a person's mind or make them feel a different way, because that's not the case. Only they will change their own mind, and then they'll come to you and say, listen, this is how I'm feeling, this is what I'm thinking. But I think this young lady just been asked, she's in a bit of a position, but I hope that she takes it as a learning experience and to, you know, not be so eager to be the chaser, to be chased.
You know, that's interesting, because I agree with you. And one thing that I never thought about was the recording of the thoughts. I think that's a great idea. Like, I was like, oh, you said that. I was like, that's actually a really good idea. You know, because you can go back and, not even just this situation, but that's just a good thing, I think, in general, because you can record your thoughts and the things that you're feeling and go back. And like you said, when you reread it, the answers may be there for you. You know, you will ask yourself, you know, well, whenever I call this guy, you know, he's always busy except for the hours of, you know, 1 a.m. to, you know, 5 a.m., you know what I'm saying, on a consistent basis. You know, he said this to me, and, this that's a really good idea, man. You know, I think that's great. also, I feel that, it's hard to be, because I don't want to be too harsh, only because that's not really my experience as far as giving too much of myself to somebody too early in that way. But but I have experienced the flip side of it all, you know, and I know people who have experienced it, and I've seen what they've gone through, you know. And sometimes it's hard for me to I try to empathize, but I'll be honest, you know, I'll be totally honest. Sometimes I feel like if somebody tells you something and you don't listen, and then you walk into that, you know, walk off that cliff, you know, then that's your learning experience. Because sometimes people have to hit that brick wall before they actually listen. You can tell somebody till they're blue in the face, listen, this guy's not for you, you know, look for these signs or whatever. And when your emotions, you know, when emotions get involved, you don't want to listen. There's really nothing you could do about that. And that's sadly, you know, that's how a lot of women get taken advantage of. Men and women really get taken advantage of, you know. So as far as solution, I think that what you said about writing those feelings down is a great solution, because, I mean, I tried to give advice to everything else and none of it's really worked. You know, and I don't want to say too much because there's a lot of angles in this, you know, but I'll leave it there for now.
See, I'll ask this. And now this young lady, we'll call her Girl X, right? And this young lady, she Jake told her how he felt and what he was, you know, looking for at the time. And so now she's kind of kicking herself because she feels like she wasted her time, so on and so forth. Now, should she, like, was it a bad thing for her to, like, should she have just stopped talking to him since he wasn't going in the same direction as she was or as fast as she was? Or, you know, or should she have just hung around and just put a rein on her?
That's see, I don't want, I wanted to have a peaceful time with you now tonight. I didn't want to say nothing that's going to offend the ladies. You know what I'm saying? I can only go by my experiences, you know, and the things that I've seen, you know, and the things that young ladies have told me. By your statement, I think putting a cap on your emotions in that situation is an oxymoron. I don't think that's possible in most cases. I think probably the best thing for a woman to do in that situation, or like I said, even a man, because there are some men who can't control their emotions, and in that situation, I feel like you need to walk away from the situation. Even though I know that's easier said than done, because, you know, if Jake, and I have to say this, you know, Jake, I don't think in this situation is the villain all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because Tamara's being honest with her. So if you can't, what I do feel is, if whatever decision that she decided to make, I think that she needs to take responsibility for it. I don't think she should blame him for sticking around and wasting her time, because he's not wasting her time. She's wasting her own time. So if she decides to stick around, I think that she should take responsibility for that.
What do you think, Swell?
I don't know if this is a full moon or what, but Jay and I are agreeing on this evening.
Hey, that's what's up. Round of applause.
That rarely happens. I have to agree. I definitely have to agree wholeheartedly. After you've been presented with the facts, whatever you do after that, as an adult, that's on you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
As I said, I can't believe Jake from State Farm is actually going to be not the villain this time, because, you know, he did say up front, this is what it is, this is how I'm feeling. Now, I'm sure he recognized the fact that this young lady was feeling a very extra special way about him. And, you know, decided to let it go on for as long as he could let it go on. But once again, I can't necessarily blame him for that, because everybody likes to feel wanted. Everybody likes to feel, you know, that they're what's happening. So I think that as adults, we are the gatekeeper of our emotions and who we let get close and not get close. And once we determine that this road is not going to go, you know, lead down the path that we want it to lead down, then it's ultimately our responsibility to remove ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that she should have, you know, backed up in a way, not close or ties, because if he is truly just trying to get himself together so that he can be a better man for her, because that's also another option. And that's the way I initially thought that, you know, Jay was going to go with it, or Sean was going to go with it. But if he is truly, you know, just trying to be the best him that he could be for her, then, you know, step back, but keep the lines of communication open. You know, let him know, you know, without letting him know verbally, but let him know with your actions that, you know, you still care about him and he's still on your radar. But definitely, all of that keeping conversation late at night in your ear and things, that's where we go wrong, because then we block off other opportunities. And this is why I think that, you know, the dating phase is so important. If we're dating, we're dating. If we're in a relationship, we're in a relationship. I have to deserve the behaviors of a relationship for that, so that we're going at the same pace.
Right.
And I'm not all out there or illy-nilly around in love, and you still ain't thinking about
me. Now, I feel what you're saying there when you spoke about, you know, when she realized that that Jake wasn't, you know, going in her direction at that time. I mean, because they've established a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so, you know, to just back off and cut him off because he said he's not ready to get married or whatever the case may be, you know, I think is a little extreme. And which is, again, a new year, because quickly, I am the first one to say, cut it off. But in a case like this, I'm like, you know, I mean, and you mentioned the words, you know, Chanel, you mentioned the words about, basically blocking any other opportunity. By waiting, being the side chick to Jake. But, you know, you I mean, you if you've established a friendship, I mean, if you've established a friendship, then you care about this person, right? So, you know, aside from being in love with this person and who they are and the character, mm-hmm. you just care about this person. And, you know, so it seems difficult or even a little bit much to just cut them off because of your emotions, because your emotions are out of control. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I've never been on that end where, you know, I was infatuated with someone and I didn't, mm-hmm. I didn't get it back in return like that. So I don't mm-hmm. know how to really speak from that angle. But, so, you know, I'm just thinking there's got to be, you know, a way that you can just back your emotions down. You know, instead of talking to them every day, you know, you talk to them once a week or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. I don't know how possible it is. Chanel, if you were a wise Chanel and you know, an all-knowing Chanel, were you ever caught in that situation?
Okay, first of all, no one is all-knowing but the Lord, okay? I have, with the little bit of knowledge I have, from experiences and watching other people's experiences, I've been blessed to be on, you know, the receiving end of I've been the courtee, you know. I'm very serious about, I believe in that women should be the courter because, mm-hmm. as I was speaking to the maid about this not too long ago, like women who propose, it's like, what exactly are you proposing? To take care of him
right.
for life? Like, what?
Right.
I don't understand it. It blurs the lines. And I know
Leah
doesn't like lines. I remember we had a show where we were talking about tasks in the home, and he was like, well, what is there, a garbage task? So I know Leah is
right.
And she doesn't like tasks, but. I definitely believe that, you know, we can always work together, and if someone sees something needs to be done, let it be done. But ultimately, mm-hmm. someone needs to be responsible, you know,
right.
for something. You know, if I see it, okay, I can grab it. But ultimately, if I don't grab it, then we know that that's your responsibility, you know.
Right.
So, you know, it's a way to lure and let a person know that you're interested without being all out there, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, putting yourselves in positions like this where now your friendship is jeopardized because, and your level of respect may be jeopardized because it depends on how hard you're going. If you're going so
right.
hard that, you know, you're not even acting like a lady anymore, you know, every time you walk by, you're dropping something and you know,
right.
But you understand what I'm saying. And there's a lack of respect. There's a lack of respect. Nobody wants to take the apple from the ground home to their mother. You know, and it doesn't
mm-hmm.
mean that anyone has to be perfect by any stretch of the imagination. Everyone has a past. Everyone has sinned. Everyone has, you know, not been at their best at some point in their life. But you can't save
mm-hmm.
it, you know. I won't judge you. Right now, you're trying to do something different. You're trying to be better.
Right.
So she
right.
can still actually, you know, win this young man's affection, but she has to back up. She has to back up and not give herself away, you know, totally.
Right.
And completely.
You,
because,
No, go ahead. I don't want to touch you off. Go ahead.
You know, because if you're giving it away now at a friend capacity, he doesn't have to do anything more than what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting everything he wants. He's able to still, you know, pursue whatever his ambitions were and play, as he said. You know, so at that
right.
point, if you're willing to play and leave me standing here unattended, then you can't be upset when somebody snatched me up.
Right.
Okay,
well, see, that's what I was getting at, because, you know, when you said give yourself away and all of that, yeah, if you give yourself to this person, who says that they don't want to be with you and you give yourself away, it's two parts to that. One, like you said, if you're giving it to them, they don't have to work for anything else. And they're not concerned with you going anywhere, so they get to play. And if they so decide, if they're undecided whether or not they really want to be with you for the long term, they're undecided, they're going to go play without any worry of you going anywhere. So they're going to say, look, well, look, she ain't going nowhere. So if I do decide that she is the one, because she is, because guys can see if a woman, you know, if she could be somebody good, but that person just might not be for them. So they're like, okay, look, I'm going to go out shopping because I know that this is going to be here when I get back. So if I don't find nothing at the store, then I'm cool with this. You know what I'm saying? But if you give yourself away to this person and then they do decide, you know, when they go out looking that they find something else and they leave you by yourself, now when you move on to the next person, you done gave everything away to this last person. They're not going to, the next person may not want that. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm speaking God language here. This is how we think. Because guys are very territorial. You understand what I'm saying? So if they don't feel like, okay, this is something special for me, then we don't want it. If we feel like every other guy, you know what I'm saying, has had their run and, you know, we don't, that's not something we want to feel like we found something of value. You understand what I'm saying? So that's just the way we think. So you got to think about that too. You know, ladies have to think about that too when they feel like, oh, well, you know, I'm okay with this for now. You're thinking about right now, but you're not thinking about the long-term effects that it's going to have if it doesn't wind up going your way. And then you can't really blame the guy for that, even though, now don't get me wrong, but what he's doing by accepting it is wrong. If we go that angle, him knowing what you want and him knowing he doesn't want it long term and him accepting it anyway is not right. But you know, you still have a responsibility yourself too for giving it to him. You can't blame him for taking something that you're giving to him. You know?
Now, as the side chick, I'll talk about time and seasons. As a side chick, and we've developed a relationship, a friendship. We care about each other, our feelings grown for each other. But this is the story you're giving me. Now, is it bad to think that there's, you know, to think in the area or the realm of times and seasons? Now, maybe this is not the right time or season for Jake to say, okay, let's be together. And so why would I cut Jake off when I could hang around? When I say hang around, I don't mean passing up opportunities for other dates or fixing the best meals for Jake or, you know, wearing my best dress for Jake. I mean, I mean just keeping friendship and keeping contact with Jake with maybe, you know, secret hopes that that one day it'll be the time and season for us to be together.
Well, first of all, that's foul to whoever else she's dating, honestly, because that's, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with having potential.
Women do that all the time. Well, so do men.
I know this. I mean, I know they do, right? but I'm just saying that can backfire because, you know, it's kind of, because at the end of the day, like, this is my opinion. I feel like this, man. There's nothing wrong with keeping him around or whatever the case is, but if you're saying to yourself, okay, boom, this is still potential, this could potentially happen, but it's not something that I'm, like, looking forward to, so to speak, because there's a difference. If it's potential, then it's cool. That's why you're dating other people, because there's equal potential there. But if you're dating these guys to pass the time until, you know, you feel like he's ready and then you're going to drop everything to pursue him, that's kind of crazy to me because that can backfire on you.
because you might, at the, in the back of your mind, you're never really going to give the other people a true shot, because really in your heart, you're just waiting for this guy to come around.
See, now right there. First of all, I ain't making Jake no dinner, and there ain't no breakfast for Jake. Okay.
Jake don't get the dress, he get the jeans.
Jake get some cute jeans and some lip gloss. That's what Jake get. Okay. I'm not, see, this is the part where I say you're giving your best, you're doing your best, and you're giving your all. For someone who is not, if you're so busy thinking about what dress you're going to wear for Jake and what food you're going to prepare for Jake, then you're not seeing anyone else. No one else can be seen. You're so busy focusing on what you're going to do to make Jake happy.
Mm-hmm.
See? So this is what I was saying exactly when I said that, you know, the gatekeeper of your emotion, and, you know, for her to, if she wants to just keep, you know, him, the thought of him in the wings, but, you know, still go on and do what you need to do as far as dating and as far as going on with your life. If you are not doing that, then you're doing yourself an injustice. Because Jake has made you no promise, and then you end up being mad at Jake, when honestly, it's not Jake's fault. He's explain very explicitly how he feels and where he's going. And if you decide to pine away for a man who's already said to you plainly that, you know, you're cool, but I'm interested in other girls, then that's what he's saying. And you're not the one.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the one. Because if the man knows that you are the one, first of all, he's not going to be interested in getting other girls. He's going to be trying to get your attention. And second of all, he's surely not going to ever, ever say to you, oh, I'm going to be playing around. Really? Really? You want to say that to me?
I have a big problem with women that wait in the shadows of men that are dating other women, you know, seeing other women, and they're just, you know, and they're holding on, to that hope. That, you know, that he's going to exclusively be with you one day. But, you know, like Jay, like you were saying earlier, Jay, about, you know, you basically you're setting your own standards. You're setting standards for yourself and how, you know, and how he's to treat you. And if you're going to wait in the shadows and, you know, let him date other people and he knows that you want to be with him, and yet you're still wearing the nice dress and the nice heels, and you're still cooking the best meals for him, and knowing that next week he's going to be seeing somebody else, then, you know, I have a big problem with that.
Yeah, you know what it is? Because it's like, if you're going to be, look, Jake was honest with you, right? Jake said to you, listen, this is how I feel. I know, okay, this is, you know, I know how you feel. I hear you, but this is how I feel. I'm ready. I'm still not ready to settle down yet. I'm still got a lot of play left in me, right? You're a nice girl. You know, you're settled down material, but I'm not ready to settle down yet.
Right.
Ladies.
It's not you. It's me.
Right. Right. He didn't say, listen, you are the person I want to settle down with one day. I'm just not ready. She's saying, you are settled down material. You're a good woman, right? And I'm not ready for that yet. Now, he didn't guarantee that when he's ready that it was going to be you. So what you need to do is take it upon yourself to say, okay, how do I want to proceed? Now, you can be honest. What I would say is to be honest with the Jake that's in your life, right? Be honest with them, especially if you had a friendship with them where, you know, you just don't want to cut it off. It's not like a superficial type dating situation. You have built a friendship. You know, you care about this person, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having love for a person, and you may fall in love with them, fine. But you got to respect them. If you really care about them, you got to respect them, and then you got to respect yourself, and they'll respect you if they care about you and they're really a friend, and you know what I'm saying? Like, they have that same friendship rapport. Now, you got to be honest with yourself and be honest with them, because if you only built that friendship with them so that you could have have a romantic relationship with them, then that's issue number one. So you gotta recognize that the friendship that you're talking about you built is really not a friendship. It was built on a false foundation. But now that's one. But if that's not the case, right? If that's not the case, and you actually did build a real friendship with them, and you just happen to fall in love with them, listen, falling in love—that's why they call it falling. It's involuntary. You can't help who you fall. It's an emotional thing. Okay, fine. You know what I'm saying? Loving somebody is a choice. Falling in love and all of that stuff. Okay, sometimes it happens, whatever. But at the end of the day, you are still responsible for your actions. Not just you know what I'm saying? You may not control the feeling, but you can't control your actions. So if you need to control your actions and you need to be honest with yourself. If you can't handle being around Jake because of your feelings, then you need to step back until you're able to do that. And Jake, I'm pretty sure, will respect that. If he's not trying to be with you in that way, he'll respect that and say, okay, cool. Now, if Jake, and I'm giving game, fellas, I'm sorry, you know, you might have to change your game up a little bit. And I'm kind of breaking the code. Sorry, guys, but whatever. Ladies, listen, because this ain't going to happen often. But look, if Jake does not respect you, then Jake is going to lead you on with the truth. And the answer to the subtitle today, yes, you can be led on with the truth. I made a long-term career out of it. I'm not proud of it right now, but I did. I didn't have to lie to ladies, okay?
Right.
I just told them the truth, and it didn't matter because it still worked anyway. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to say, ladies, you have to say to yourself, you have to set those boundaries for yourself. Stop being afraid to be alone and stop being afraid to be hurt. If you actually want to not be alone, then you need to fix that issue within yourself, or you will always be alone, even with a man laying next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Period. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be all kind of stuff because dudes know when, listen, it's like a hunt. It's like wolves to lambs. It's like we could pick them out. A wolf is going to pick out, when they hungry, they know which lamb to go for. You understand what I'm saying? They know which one to go for. And if you are constantly putting yourself out there and not setting boundaries for yourself, you're just pretty much sewing the wool on the outside of yourself and showing that you're a lamb. And every guy's not going to do it. If you came across a bunch of cornballs, sorry, y'all, I told you I'm going to get real today. If you came across a bunch of cornballs and you think that you're safe because you came across a bunch of cornballs and you were able to handle those dudes, listen, those dudes were never hunters to begin with. But when you come across a wolf, somebody who knows how to hunt, you're done for. You're done for. Because they know what to do, and they're not going to let you go until they feel like it. So don't give yourself – Jake is never going to let you go. He's going to play around. Okay, he's going to play around all day, and he's going to keep treating you the same way. You notice in that letter she said his actions didn't change. Why would his actions change? Because if his actions change, your actions will change, and he's obviously benefiting from your actions somehow. Right? So you have to change that. Now, if Jake is a real friend and you adjust your actions to better your relationship, you know what I'm saying? If you change your actions and Jake is a real friend, then his actions are not going to change. His actions are going to stay the same. But if you change your actions and then Jake's actions change, then you know that you found the wolf, period. And I can't stress this enough. Please do not think because you're able to pick out a few cornballs who don't have game at all and you think you can pick them all out, you're not going to be able to pick them out. It's the ones who you think are the coolest to death that will trap you when you least expect. Cannot allow yourself to do that. You have to set those boundaries. Guys will respect you if you set those boundaries because they won't have a choice. And the wolves don't want to put up a fight. They just want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? They're not going to do it.
Hell, you're absolutely right. I totally agree. And you know, we've said it before, and it still stands true, but women hold all of the control. Everything can be, women can set the standards for just about everything when it comes to
yeah,
it.
They can. Y'all better keep game on this show because we ain't giving this away all the time. Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
However you want a man to act, dress, smell like, whatever mm-hmm. you want him to do for you, you can set that tone. You mm-hmm. or he just doesn't want to be with you. Period. Point blank.
Yep.
If you, like Jay said, if you make your changes, and then you know, then if he's a true man, then his actions are going to remain consistent. If, you know, mm-hmm. if he was fake to begin with, then he's going to switch up and he's going to, you know, go off to the left somewhere. You're not going to hear
mm-hmm.
from him too much no more, and that'll be the end of him.
Mm-hmm.
And on to the next guy. But if you set your standards to how you want a man to treat you, what you want a man to do for you, and so on and so forth, they have to follow suit if they want to
mm-hmm.
be with
mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And men know, like I said, everybody, most men, well, put it like this, okay, I'll put it like this. Most guys who are hunters, I'll say, right? Let's just call them hunters for now, right? Every hunter is not, you know, it's not a bad situation. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to pursue a woman that we want, right? But
mm-hmm.
but if you're hunting like you know it said in the letter, if you're looking for appetizers before your main course, which is the guy who's just playing around until he's ready to settle down, because the main course is to settle down. That's your wife. That's the one who you want for life, right? So before you're ready for your main course, you're gonna have appetizers and snacks, right? So when this happens, and you know, hopefully I'm not losing anybody. I'm not getting too deep, but I'm trying to get this analogy across.
Keep going.
All right. So if you're snacking, some guys, you know, some guys, that's all we know. We go in and we snack. It's not we're snacking, and it's not like we're snacking just to hurt women or, you know, just to do it. It's just what we learn to do. You know, you go to the restaurant. You know, it's some peanuts on the bar. It's some, you know, they offering you drinks. You know what I'm saying? There's some appetizers going around, floating around. You know, that's what you do because that's what you're there for. You're like, okay, I'm here. I might as well snack, right? And you don't really realize you're hungry. Or, you know, one time you say at a certain point, you're like, okay, you know what? I need to settle down or I want that main course or whatever. Or you see
right.
a plate. You see somebody carrying a dish across to somebody else's table. You're like, what's that? You know what I'm saying? I want that now. I'm tired of snacking. I want a meal now, right? And this is kind of the cycle for guys. Some guys love the appetizers. Some guys love to just sit at the bar and eat the wings and drinks, right?
Mm-hmm.
They love that. They make a lifestyle out of it, and they get good
yeah.
at it. So they're not looking
yeah.
for appetizers. They're master hunters at the appetizer. You understand what I'm saying? So they know what they're hunting for. Guys know what they're hunting for. If you do not want to be hunted by an appetizer / snacker at the bar, stop making yourself an appetizer. Find out what it takes to be a main course. And only the guys who are hunting for a main course will hunt for you. Because the guys who only – let me tell you something. And this is something that I learned early. I told you I'm giving you a game today. This is something that I learned early. Right? Like, there's certain, the game, it's always what we call, quote unquote, the game, right? Or the chase or the hunt, right? That
right,
never
right.
stops. It never
right.
stops. Even to this day, I still have to be appealing to my wife. If I'm not,
right.
she's still human and a woman. She's going to be like, okay, I'm not interested right now. You understand what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? I still have to do that. It never, ever stops, guys. It never does. At one point, I thought I did. I blame Walt Disney. That's another story. Anyway, but it never stops. Okay? So if you really want to be a main course, you really want to be someone's wife that they love and they cherish, right, then find out what it takes to become that main course and be the best main course you can be. Because if you don't, and like I was saying earlier, the guys who only snack and the guys who only want appetizers, that's all they know how to hunt. They are way in over their head if they try to hunt for a main course. They're not going to be able to do it. Because they've never mastered how to do that. They don't even know how to really wreck it. Sometimes, and that's why, ladies, the ones of y'all who's out there who are main courses, that's why you get guys coming up to you, you know, with the cliche, yo, baby, what's up, and blah, 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 what's up, ma, and all of that. Because those are appetizer snacker dudes. They don't know how to hunt for a main course. You understand what I'm saying? They don't have the proper tools to hunt. They don't have the proper weapons that it takes to hunt for a main course. So know what you want to be and then work to do that. Because just because you look like a main course, you can still, there's some appetizers that look like a daggone meal. You understand? But it's not. You take one bite or one smell of it, and you're like, no, this is not a main course. You understand what I'm saying? You're like, no. You start to have a conversation, and you're like, no, you're not a main course. I'm sorry, no. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you could dress the part, you could look the part, but you got to get there. And that's what I'm going to drive across to you ladies. You know, study that. Please, study that.
No doubt. And, you know, what you said earlier, you know, about being comfortable with being by yourself, and you have to because of this, because once you set a standard for yourself, then you will find yourself by yourself. There will be a period of time where you will be alone because there are so many appetizer snacker dudes out there.
Yep,
and those
yep.
are the only ones that you run into. So you have to be comfortable with being by yourself.
Exactly.
Once that guy that's only looking for main courses comes along, you'll recognize him. He'll recognize you, and then maybe you can go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. Listen, and ladies,
this has been wonderful.
Chanel's tearing up over here.
I am here. I promise you, I am here. I decided that it would be more beneficial for me to let my brother speak and for you to take it in. See, and this is where I've received a lot of my information from a lot of my family members who I see how they act and I see how they treat women and I see how the women respond. And from a very young age, I felt like that was just crazy to me. Like, what are you doing? You know he has another girl downstairs. You know that, right? What are you doing here? You know? For me, that was just insanity. So at a very, very young age, I'm talking about 7, 8 years old, you see my older cousins, my older female cousins, like, that girl's crazy. And, you know, we you think the kids aren't listening. They're listening and they're picking up and they're learning. And so, you know, I just want to say that's why I was so quiet, because it is a rarity for them to just come forth with the information. They usually try to fight me tooth and nail and be over there, you know, mumbling and stuff. Nah, 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 nah. But this time, I knew they let the truth prevail. The only thing that I would add, everything that Jay said and John said was 100% true. The only thing that I would say from a female's perspective is get behind the glass, okay? Stop putting yourself on the clearance rack. Anybody and everybody can come up to you and say something to you and be in your personal space. You can't be in my personal space. If everyone is in your personal space, then it's not valuable. Get yourself behind the glass. Let that brother have to work to get to you.
Right.
Let him notice you and say, okay, what do I have to do to get behind that glass? And then during this time when you're alone, as Sean was saying, work on yourself so that when he comes and he finally gets behind that glass, he's intrigued by what he hears. He's intrigued by what he smells and what he sees. You know, so it, as he said, you have to get used to being by yourself at times, because even when you're dating and you're going out and you're dating, that's nice, but you're not coming back into my personal space. You don't know where I live. You don't have my home phone number. See, because when the date is over, if I want to turn you off, I turn you off. You know, you're not going to disturb my house in any way. You're going to feel honored when you're elevated in my life, because then you're going to recognize what responsibility comes with that. If you can let anybody and everybody in and out of your life and there's no responsibility, then there's no accountability. And they will, piss on your lawn and keep it moving, because it's not sacred. It's not sacred.
Right.
They just saw somebody pull off and they pull it in, and then they leave, somebody else is pulling it. No.
You're right.
No, sir, no, ma'am.
You're right.
No, sir,
and
no, ma'am.
I'm gonna put that in God language. See, this is something that y'all don't realize. Maybe you don't realize about men, right? Now, using the same analogy, guys, we share, right? But certain things we don't share. Like, you know, we go to a restaurant or something like that. The hot wing plate come. Yo, son, get in on this, son. Take some of these, son. Here you go, son.
Mm-hmm.
And reaching their hand in the appetizer plate. But when that main course come, you don't see dudes sticking a fork in another man's plate. That ain't shit. You don't just reach over in another dude's plate. You don't see that happen. You understand what I'm saying? When a man get his main course, that's his. Get your own, homie. You could have ordered this burger the same way I ordered the burger. When the hot wings is out, I was sharing. I might even share my bread, but I ain't sharing my burger. I'm not sharing my chicken. I'm not sharing my spaghetti or my lasagna or whatever it is. It's not happening, homie. No. You know what I'm saying?
And you know why? Because this is what I came for. This was my purpose. So you have to live on purpose. This is why I came to this restaurant, because they make the best steaks. I came to this restaurant because they make the best pasta. I can get hot wings anywhere. But this was my purpose.
That's what I'm saying. And if you can see, that's what I'm saying. So listen, if you really just know your value, okay? Just know your value. The book Virtuous Woman by Patricia Day and read it. Cover to cover, man. That'll explain to you. And guys, y'all need to do it too, because some of y'all out there don't know a hot wing from, you know, a fish platter. You know what I'm saying? And y'all up here, you know, eating hot wings for your main course is not healthy, homie. You need a balance. You can't just go out. And then y'all you're tricking these women into believing that it's okay to be a hot wing on the main course plate. It's not okay. It's keeping the standards down, and it's messing up everybody's, you know, all these restaurants are fixing hot wings for the main course. It's not cool. You know, they're mass producing this stuff, so it's like, you know, you gotta know the value. You have to know your value. You know, like Chanel said, get behind the glass. I'm not a shopper. I know the shopper terms. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but it's true. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know your value and set the boundaries, because guys are only gonna live by, like Sean said earlier, you know, Jay said earlier, that you guys, women, have more control over situations and more influence over situations than they realize. You know, if no man could get a woman without wearing, you know, a bra on his head, you're gonna see a bunch of brothers wearing bras on their heads, because that's what we want. You understand what I'm saying? You guys are what we want. So if you set the standards, if your standards are low, hey, our standards are going to be low. We're not going to work hard.
No doubt. No doubt. Good word. Good word. Good word. Good word.
I didn't even realize the time, man. This is a good show.
Yeah, we are.
Fellas.
Yes.
One more thing before we shut it down. With what Jay was just talking about, with, you know, we have more authority than we think. A lot of people are afraid that if they stand up for themselves, then they're going to lose the man. Or the man is just not going to do it. He's just not. Okay, but if it's a matter of you being disrespected or not being disrespected, then let him go.
Right.
Let him go. He's not the one.
Right.
If your standard is, and you know, some people, when you mention standard, you know, they automatically go into a negative mindset. Oh, she's trying to control the situation. No, I'm mm-hmm. trying to control me. I'm trying mm-hmm. to control my feeling and my bit of happiness. You know,
right.
So
mm-hmm.
if I allow you to come in when the sun comes in, you and the mailman meeting me at the door, and I'm scared to say something because you're going to leave, you're already gone. What are we talking
yep.
about?
Right. Exactly. And if you don't want to drop a Ford Focus so that you can drive a Lexus, keep driving your Focus.
Exactly.
That's fine.
And just
that's
get
fine.
Your maintenance plan together. Get your maintenance plan, which is
exactly.
your girlfriend.
Roadside
call them when you see them driving by with somebody else. Get your maintenance plan together.
We're gonna have to do this at a workshop. We're gonna have to have this. We're gonna have to reinstate this Christian singles workshop, yo, and do this live, son. We're gonna have to
okay.
do this live. But go ahead,
okay.
JS. I know you. I'm gonna let that be our final thought, man. I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening and supporting. I'm gonna let JS go. Shut it down. He's going crazy back there.
No, listen, I appreciate all of it. There's no need to go around the room with final thoughts because this whole show has been, you know, full of final thoughts. You know, everything said from all of us tonight was something to take with you and apply to your life. Whether you're the Jake or whether you're Girl X. And that alone time, as Chanel was saying, you know, needs to be the time that you learn yourself, get to know yourself, and don't be afraid of yourself, and ask God to show you yourself, and let Him more into you, and He will help you. He will help you behind the glass. You know, God will put you behind the glass. You know what I'm saying? Because some of us don't know how to put ourselves behind the glass. But if we, but if we get our relationships right, if we trust God, then He will place us behind that glass, and we don't have to worry about the appetizer / snacker dudes that are in our area, in our space. So, so with that being said, with everything being said, we want to say Happy New Year. You guys be blessed. We're back. We're on the scene. We are full effect, yo.
Baby.
I'm loving God. We're back, baby. I am loving God right now, man. It feels great. So anyway, we will see you guys next week and the week after And in the meantime, you know, trust God and continue to build that relationship.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chanel, and thank you, Dionysia.
No problem.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
All right. All right, so peace.
Peace. Did it.